Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Alaska Marine Highway System announced the release of its long-range plan for public review and comment. This plan outlines a 20-year vision for the future of Alaska's marine transportation network to meet the evolving needs of Alaska's coastal communities. Key focus areas of the AMHS long-range plan are providing safe, reliable service to connect Alaska's communities, updating the marine highway fleet and terminal assets for resiliency, continue building and supporting a skilled, reliable workforce, and promoting financial efficiency and stability. The public may review the plan and submit comments through Sunday, March 30th. Additional members of the public are invited to a Zoom webinar on March 19th at noon to hear an overview of the plan. AMHS invites community members, business leaders, public officials, and other stakeholders to review the plan and share their feedback to help shape the future of transportation in Alaska. A Seward man was arrested after a methamphetamine discovery at a remote trailhead. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
A 31-year-old Seward man was arrested on March 7th after a routine call for roadside assistance led to the discovery of illegal drugs. Brandon Hargraves contacted 911 just before midnight on Friday after becoming stranded at a remote trailhead near mile 12 of the Seward Highway. According to Hargraves, he'd been stuck in the snow for several hours, could not afford a tow truck, and was simply seeking a ride back to Seward. State troopers responded to the scene and found that Hargraves' vehicle had been pulled free by a Good Samaritan. However, troopers noticed footprints in the snow leading from the vehicle to a nearby tree line while investigating. Suspicious of the situation, troopers waited for Hargraves to leave before following the footprints into the woods. There, they discovered methamphetamine hidden in a small hole in a fallen tree. Following the discovery, troopers contacted Hargraves at his residence in Seward. He was arrested on charges including tampering with physical evidence, misconduct involving controlled substances, and violating conditions of release. He was remanded to Spring Creek Correctional without bail. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A Southeast Alaska commercial fisherman was sentenced to 6 months in prison for falsifying fishing records in violation of the Lacey Act and illegally taking a sperm whale in violation of the Endangered Species Act. Back in 2020, Doug and Daniels of Kaufman Cove knowingly submitted false records about his commercial fishing activities to make it appear that he lawfully caught sable fish in federal waters on two separate occasions. An investigation revealed he harvested the fish illegally in the state of Alaska waters. The total market value of the illegally harvested fish was $127,528. Court documents further explain in 2020, Daniels and three crew members were fishing for sable fish southwest of Yakabe Island in the Gulf of Alaska when they came up on a sperm whale. During the encounter, Daniels knowingly tried to take the endangered sperm whale by having a crew member shoot the whale multiple times and by trying to ram the whale with his fishing vessel. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration does not know if Daniels succeeded in killing the whale, as no sperm whale carcass was reported in Southeast Alaska back in 2020. Daniels pleaded guilty to one count of Lacey Act violation for false labeling and one count of Endangered Species Act violation for an illegal take. The court called Daniels' actions deliberate. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor wants to end Google's search monopoly. He's part of a coalition of attorneys general who are proposing a package of remedies to end the search engine's illegal monopoly and restore competition to benefit consumers. A hearing on the proposed remedies is scheduled to begin on April 21st. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.